All right, let me go to the Right Side Way opening monologue, and I'll remind you guys, every single day, Stan McDonald, a law firm of Wilmer and Lee, Stan McDonald is the sponsor of the daily Right Side Way monologue, and I'll tell you more about him in just a minute. Okay, so I don't know about the rest of you, but I feel like the world's coming out of a fog. You know what I'm saying? I feel like the world is literally coming out of a fog. It's like we were shrouded in this deep, blurry, gray mist of progressive ideology for the last 4 years. And suddenly everybody's blinking in the light of a new day. And I'll tell you what it was. It was what George Orwell called doublethink, or what sociologists call groupthink. And it can be dangerous and destructive. So this thought for today's monologue, it was sparked for me by an article that I read just the other day from the Heritage Foundation called Breaking the DEI Trance. And I thought, that's so accurate. The author of that article, he pointed out that for nearly 5 years, so many members and companies in American society were weirdly accepting what he called provable lies. He said it was, quote, sizable portions of the country that appeared to walk around in a trance. I mean, somehow all of a sudden we were told that we were racist, that gender was fluid, that weather was different and climate change was an existential threat, that DEI was better than merit. And so many just stared at it all blankly and went into a zombie mode and just said, okay. I mean, for many of us, it was a nightmare. Like for those of us who resisted the onslaught of groupthink, being doxxed or mocked or canceled or deplatformed or debanked or made to do privilege walks or passed over for promotions. But y'all, I think the fog is lifting. It is. The trance is actually being broken, and none too soon. Okay, so we've all heard about the epic novel by George Orwell called 1984. It's a part of pop culture now. I mean, one of those writings which has now become bigger than itself. And there are nearly cliched phrases that we use every day that many people don't even realize came from the impact that 1984 as a book had on society. The funny thing is, that book was written in 1949, at a time when the year 1984 seemed like the distant future. Well, we're now over 70 years after its publication, nearly 40 years past the date for which it was titled, but we are living in an age when the matters contemplated in the book don't seem so far away now, really, do they? All of a sudden, Orwell's writings seem very prescient, very timely, and the phraseology from 1984 is embedded in our daily lexicon. It's not uncommon for somebody to say that something from big government is Orwellian, or that Big Brother is watching you, or to claim that the thought police are coming. But what about the concepts themselves? Have we actually seen them playing out? Well, in his book, 1984, Orwell coined such phrases as newspeak. Newspeak was the new and acceptable way of dispensing with old words, giving them new words that fit the government narrative better. We saw that over and over again in the last few years as we were told that equality was now equity, or that merit was now diversity. I mean, think about it. Progressives have been trying to rewrite the language, invoke the narrative. All right, but Orwell also came up with a thing called doublethink. Doublethink was basically the ability to simultaneously hold two contradictory beliefs and then accept them both as true. Sounds crazy, right? I mean, to try and engage in some kind of nationwide forgetfulness about what's always been and true in favor of the new truth. But hey, if you think about it, though, that's what we've been seeing as things like doctors with medical degrees steeped in biological science suddenly bought the narrative that gender can be fluid. Doublethink is what happened when English teachers who actually teach grammar for a living allowed the use of pronouns to be different than what their own textbooks said right there in the classroom. Doublethink is what happens when so-called Christian ministers hold the Bible in one hand and hang a transgender flag outside the church. But also in the novel 1984, aside from newspeak and doublethink, we had the thought police. The thought police, the secret police of the superstate that rules the dystopian world. The job of the thought police was to discover and to punish thought crimes, personal and political thoughts that were unapproved by the regime. The thought police used things like criminal psychology and omnipresent surveillance via informers and telescreens and cameras and microphones, monitoring citizens and arresting those who committed thought crime in challenge to the status quo of the party and the regime of the Big Brother. Sounds far-fetched? I mean, it's fiction, right? Well, you know what they say. Sometimes reality is stranger than fiction, and sometimes fiction is based in reality. We've now learned that the Biden administration was colluding with big tech to disallow any other information. And by the way, using USAID to pay massive amounts to liberal media outlets. And, oh, by the way, weaponizing the DOJ against, like, anti-abortion stances. And, oh, by the way, also ending military careers for failing to get a shot. Thought police? I would say so. I mean, it was just a couple of years ago in a congressional hearing, Secretary of the Department of Homeland Security, then Alejandro Mayorkas, announced the creation of his new DHS Disinformation Governance Board, saying that so-called disinformation was a threat. I got news. It was not the CIA, the NSA, or any other intelligence agency who was forming the new Disinformation Governance Board. It was the Department of Homeland Security, meaning ostensibly that they would have been monitoring the communications and opinions of domestic citizens and businesses right here in the U.S. So yes, I would say we have been watching Newspeak. I've been saying we've been watching Doublethink, and I would say that we have definitely seen the thought police. Look, I don't want these people anywhere near my First Amendment rights to freedom of speech. It's not the role of government to determine truth and to censor thought. It was only the outcry of the conservatives that got the Orwellian effort shut down about the disinformation organization from DHS. But the mere fact that they were trying to do it should give you some pause. And look, I'll be honest with you. It's happening around the world. It's not just here. We saw the British government recently pass legislation trying to make it a hate crime to post or repost topics that it considers insightful. Insightful. Who decides that? Well, I got news. The government. And they've already done it by their own admission. The British government is now scouring social media and dedicating law enforcement assets to arresting people from their homes for daring to say something deemed by the government to be unacceptable. Well, that was a novel in 1984. It was a book, right? But let me ask you this. Is it true, though, that there are those who wish to confuse the public discourse still today? Yes, right here in real life. Or to skew or sway public opinion by offering half-truths and lies? Certainly. Big tech has done it. The government has done it. And listen, the government is not well-suited to setting itself up as the harbinger of truth. Not a bit. Not by a stretch. Not for a single minute. Attempting to monitor the nation from within and govern and regulate and perhaps even enforce the concepts that Big Brother may have deemed in their ivory tower wisdom to be truth. Truth that is allowed versus the truth that's not allowed. That's where truth goes to die. And freedom of speech becomes a narrative that is then relegated to the dusty halls of an old school library. So what may have been fiction in Orwell's novel was actually played out in real life. Yes, it was. Sociologists refer to what we've been watching, this haze people have been in, as groupthink. It's a term that was coined in the 50s that describes how people who operate inside of a bubble become convinced of their own viewpoints to the extent that they shut down all other independent thinking. Critical thinking, gone. It's all replaced by groupthink. And then groupthink, at its worst, becomes irrational, and it begins to lash out. Groupthink finds enemies in anyone who dares to resist the groupthink narrative. It becomes almost cult-like in its methods, sometimes terroristic in its actions. Dangerous groupthink overestimates its own power, establishes its own morality, engages in its own stereotyping while swearing it is doing none of those things. Groupthink applies those pressures to the outside. Whoever's outside that bubble and doesn't understand what they're doing, well, groupthink will demand that they join or else. So think about it. Have we seen that? Yes, we have. Cancel culture, BLM riots, DEI mandatory training at major companies, transgenders in women's sports, so-called climate change forcing the redesign of the auto industry overnight, all of it. Liberal progressive groupthink. It's like George Orwell could see in the future and the book should have been titled 2024 instead of 1984. Orwell was only 48 years off the mark, just 40 years. But like I said before, I really do feel like the era of common sense is now upon us, and I feel like much of the world is waking up, just like coming out of a fog, remembering reality and rejecting revisionism, and not a moment too soon. And that's a wrap for The Right Side Way.